I'm gonna ask this question, and you don't have to answer yes or no. You can give it at me in a, as much as of an elaborate answer as you want. And I want Kai, I want you to go first, because I know what this motherfucker is gonna say.
Bro, I can smell the bullshit from a mile away.
Yeah. Breathe that fucking malarkey in right now. Okay.
This nigga really did.
Is GT canon or not? Go ahead, answer the question.
That's a good answer right there.
He shut his camera.
Turn the light over.
Oh, that's that good shit.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Oots. I'm here with my brother Oots and the homie Kai, and we are back again. Once again, how y'all doing today? Boys, children of all ages, the trifecta is finally here. Brother Oots, take it away.
How are we doing today, man?
All right. I'm having too much fun with these buttons. I'm very sorry, guys. I had to get that out there. But yes, welcome back, guys. We're back. Full Power Podcast in full flesh. All three of us. We made sure it was all three of us, no matter how long we waited to do this shit. Okay, let's get this. Okay. Bro, how you doing today, sir?
I'm all right. New job type shit.
Oh, no. Yes.
Did a couple transactions.
Ooh. Couple transactions. But
it was cool. Cool day.
Okay, well, that's good. Kai-san, what about you, sir? How you doing today, sir?
I'm tired. I'm fucking...
I feel that.
Send backup, please.
Yeah, honestly, you know, it's crazy, right? You know, we all have our real-life stuff, you know, jobs, applications. I don't know why I said applications, but... I myself today, at the time of this recording, no secret here. I was off, but I still felt like I had a very long ass day. Why? Because your boy been playing God of War, and I finally made it to 2018. It's a very crazy experience I'm going through right now. If you guys want to check that out, by the way, go ahead.
So you beat 3
last night. I had to stay up. First of all, not only did I have to stay up a little extra, not like how I did the second game. The second game, I had to do double time. Oh shit, freaking ridiculous. Never again. This is the second time this kind of shit has happened since Final Fantasy VII remake happened, right? Nah. But anyway, you guys want to check out the freaking playlist? I got a playlist on the video game channel, Uchi Games. Go check it out. I've been playing through all the main God of War games leading into Ragnarok. Ragnarok is coming out literally on the 9th. I know we don't really talk about too much video games on here, but, you know, just to give y'all a little bit of perspective on the life outside of Full Power Podcast, okay? We're very, very active and busy, so there's that. So let me just get some other formalities out of the way while we're here. Full Power Podcast on the Patreon, please. Yes, sir. We're there. Check us out. Got the extras. Got the shout-outs at the end of the episode. You guys want to hear your name on these episodes? Then hit us up, Full Power Podcast, over on Patreon. If you want to hear a comment, question, concern, your business inquiry, or your fan art, send us an email, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. And this is going to be a staple. Hit us up on the Bluebird at Full Power Pod on Twitter. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay. Anyway, so what are we talking about today? So I have notes. Yeah. I came prepared.
I'm glad you do.
All right. And I got plenty of notes. Plenty. All right. And the funny thing is, right, I always write these in an order. And then I end up going backwards anyway. Don't know. Also, is this the shirt that you have too?
Nah, I don't know that one.
I thought we had a similar shirt. I got the fucking Goku socks. Look at this shit. Oh, you can't see it. All right. I tried.
Oh, wait. I gotta flex the Beerus hoodie then.
Oh, hey, that shit's fire.
That kind of looked dope.
That is actually kind of, yeah, that is very dope. Not kind of. That's just nice. Yo, give it up. Give it up to Kai right now with the drip, the beer drip. Funny enough, you're wearing that. I was watching our video about beer versus Frieza. Check it out if you missed out on that discussion. But, did I? I thought I did have something beers related. Nah, not really. No, I'm looking back. No, I don't. But that's okay. The hoodie is fire. So the first thing that I wanted to bring up, this is kind of like recent, and this is not very like, this is not huge, you know, this is not like crazy development in the Dragon Ball fandom, because, you know, a lot of things we're waiting on, I should say. But here's the thing. So the fans have done it again, and they've done yet another kind of, I guess you can consider this a pretty big deal in the, the preservation of the quality, I guess, or the general preservation of the anime of sorts, right? So Dragon Ball Z just recently got a new fan-made, upscaled 1080p version. And I wanted to talk about this a little bit because this also kind of relates to another project that fans already do and doesn't really take too much effort. And there's a bigger takeaway from this that I obviously am bringing this up to y'all today. Why do we have to do everything? And when I say we, I don't just mean us. I'm talking about like the fans.
You mean the fans?
Yes. Okay. Right. Like we were talking about this, what, last week, 2 weeks ago? We are the marketing team, right? We are their fucking marketing team, right? So here we go, right? As a reminder, let me just, you know, get my shit in order here. So as a reminder, going back to the anime part I just brought up. So did you guys know, I'm sure most of y'all do, we're here for Dragon Ball, right? Do you realize how many times Dragon Ball Z especially has been re-released as like a home, like, you know, like home product, like DVD, like VHS back in the day, Blu-rays now, like all those different box sets that are available? Do you realize how many times that has happened? I feel like to this day, they're still getting releases somehow, one way or another. As a matter of fact, the most recent one is actually this right there. It's the collector's edition of the Universal Power. That's what they call it. It's the Dragon Ball Super. It's the full set, right? It's all Blu-ray. But that's not Z. So that's okay. That's fine. It doesn't matter, right? But Dragon Ball Z, in particular, has had so many re-releases. And I'm not even talking about Kai. I'm talking about, like, DBZ. All the DVDs, all the orange bricks, all of the Blu-rays, all of the other DVDs, the Dragon Box. There's a shitload. Now, but oh, before I say now, right? The problem is that the Dragon Box set, which is one of the earlier sets. Actually, I think that shit came out before the orange bricks, if I'm not mistaken, which is the ones we got.
Yeah.
Right? All nine of those bitches. Okay? The Dragon Box has the best quality. Okay? The best quality out there. That's official. All right? And so then you fast forward time. A few years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but they released Funimation before they got, you know, ate by Crunchyroll, right? They released a set that was, they made this shit seem like it was the best set of all time. This is gonna be the greatest way to Dragon Ball Z and enjoy your four. They tried to market it like, oh yeah, 4x3, the original aspect. Are you fucking playing with me right now? They tried to fucking really market that shit like, oh yeah, here it is. Here's your aspect ratio that y'all want, as long as it's 4x3, right? That's not the fucking point. The point is that, yes, keeping it at the original aspect ratio that it was made on, yeah, sure, of course, naturally, yes, that's what we want. But if you're going to re-release something that's old as shit, we want it upscaled to meet and match. There we go. I was combining words. The expectation of what the standard shit is now. I mean, look, we got a fucking, what, 65 inch in the living room? That's it. This has a nice 4K ass fucking TV. Dude, one day I would hope I would love to see a 4K version of all these episodes. I mean, obviously, but here's the crazy part. The only thing Dragon Ball that's 4K naturally is Super Hero.
Oh.
That's the first release ever to have a 4K done. That's it. Like, when that shit drops in December, which, Japan, I don't know why it's taking y'all so long to make a fucking Blu-ray, but that's whatever.
Who watches Blu-rays nowadays, though?
Everybody watches Blu-rays.
Who?
Everybody that still buys them.
Who's buying Blu-rays?
People buy Blu-rays.
Why?
To collect.
What do you mean to collect? You gonna watch that shit?
What happens when the internet don't work?
The fuck you mean you could download that shit?
What if you don't download it?
Well, then you gotta wait.
I'm not waiting. It's right there. See?
By the time you get the Blu-ray, you probably not watching that shit again.
Brandon, see, here's the problem, okay? Yes, convenience is obviously a key, right? But even if they were to digitally distribute this, it doesn't even exist, is my point. The whole factor, the whole thing here is that the official folks over in Japan who have the masters, okay, they have yet to release anything upscaled since like Dragon Box. And now it brings me to today. So Geekdom, he's been posting tweets all week showing off clips of 1080p Dragon Ball Z. And boy, let me tell you, it's a big difference. If you watched what I saw on his stream, he was showing mad shit off.
And it's bad?
No, it's fucking amazing.
Oh, okay.
It's great. 1080p Dragon Ball Z, bro. It looks crisp. It's nice and colorful. There's no grain. And it looks like the shit was made yesterday.
So we don't get 1080p Dragon Ball?
No, we don't get fucking 1080p Dragon Ball.
Oh, we get 720?
If we're fucking lucky.
480.
Think about it. Think about when DBZ came out. Think about when DBZ came out.
Well, yeah, when I'm talking about Super.
I'm not talking about Super. I'm talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
That's why it says specifically all right, DBZ. All
right, yeah. Okay.
Super, don't worry about it. It's right there. Blu-ray.
Yeah, whatever.
1080 or more.
I'm not worried about the Blu-ray part, but
see, my issue with that is I feel like the majority of the people that are collecting those Blu-rays are never going to break the plastic. And I'm not criticizing for that reason. I'm just making the statement saying that it doesn't matter if the whole internet is shut down and they're still not going to break the plastic.
And they ain't opening that shit. Unless they planning on reselling it to make bread at some point. I don't know.
That's the other side of it, too. Like, that makes sense.
A lot of people, when you really think about it, probably aren't even thinking that long term about it. They're just buying it and then maybe one day they'll open it. But they're collecting it and they're not thinking about selling that shit.
You guys are bringing up great points.
I would low key sell shit.
I know you would.
If I held it long enough, you know, and I knew it was eventually like, I don't know, gonna blow up, or just like, what, they don't release them no more? Is that a problem? Is that the thing?
Well, it's not even just that they don't release them no more. It's just they don't fucking do anything.
Well, yeah. So I mean, whoever was a smart nigga back then, getting fucking all the Blu-rays and collecting them and shit, is probably making some money selling that shit.
Yeah, but Brandon, that's my point, right? If you get any Blu-ray of Dragon Ball Z right now, if you go to Amazon, they're going to be there available. They're probably on a ridiculous of a discount because no one's buying them because they're not actually like up to par with what you would expect, okay? And so again, Geekdom revealed that these episodes were done by a group of fans that they used what's known as a Google GPU, like on some crazy AI technology. This is off of their cloud system, so this is publicly available. Okay, all it takes is a little bit of this and a passion. And you can fucking remaster whatever the fuck you want. He even told me about they're doing this shit with some of my Japanese Power Rangers. Besides the point, I'm not going to bore you guys with that shit, okay? But with Dragon Ball Z, they're like, and he literally showed comparison side by side. He said he had a picture to show the side by side. He goes, "Here's what the original looks like. Here's what this looks like." And then he just showed hella moments. Like, any moment that you could imagine from Dragon Ball Z that was significant, he showed. Gohan, he showed Boo, Super Saiyan 3. He showed Frieza. He showed Trunks. He shows Cell. Like, he was going through all these episodes, just showing clips and shit. And, dude, I was impressed. I was literally at work with his stream open, and I was like, I cannot believe that that fucking fans did this. Fans. And he confirmed. He goes, and here's the thing, guys. The only way we're ever gonna get a better release is if Toei gets the fucking masters and rescans them in to do whatever output resolution they want. It's only until they do it. Which, I don't know how in 2022, how many years of Dragon Ball, what's the fucking anniversary? 30? 35? I don't fucking even remember no more, okay? The point is, there should be no reason why that shit doesn't exist. And the fucked up part is, what I originally thought was, I thought that the original Masters was lost. That was like a whole thing. But no, Geekdom corrected me. He said, no. The original video Masters were not lost. The audio Masters were fucking lost. How the fuck do you lose your own master tracks?
Yeah, no, that's embarrassing, bro.
Yeah, it is.
That's like high-tech digital fucking... secure. That's just to be secure,
dude. With how much of a fucking backups. Popular icon Dragon Ball Z, not just now, back then, you would think that shit would be behind 10 vaults, all having different codes, keys, all that shit. And then almost like God of War fucking shit, you know how they got all the crazy fucking booby traps and shit, the puzzle you gotta solve. You would expect that shit to hide the originals. Nope. They lost the audios. And that was also a part of what this whole, like, this fan release was made. They literally took the remixed, remastered audio and fused it, okay, with this with this fucking brand new 1080p Google shit. And it's clean. Like, it's actually mad clean. Like, I'm waiting for him to give it to me. I'm like, dude, you know I need this. Please. Please, like, I need this. Like, I'm telling you, if you saw these clips, and I clipped a bunch of shit from his stream, which I'll show y'all at a later time. Clean as fuck. Like, I was very impressed, and I'm just like, wow. Like, it just reminded me of, like, why the fuck do we have to do everything? Like, why? Like, the other example that I want to bring up that in relation to this, which is also kind of, like, more relate. Well, it's more recent and, like, I guess...
Relevant.
There you go. There's. Thank you. Right. The word. Oh, yeah. The Dragon Ball Super manga. Did you guys know that they get color versions in Japan, but we don't? Did you know that, Brandon?
That's part of the reason why I don't read.
Because it's not color.
No.
OK. Makes sense. I guess.
I ain't gonna fucking watch fucking gray shit. Sorry. We're in 2020 fucking too. Why can't this shit have color?
Well, there's actually a reason behind that. So the reason why manga isn't black and white is because since Japan still prints all of their shit on paper, black and white is actually like the best way to have that for the environment.
So to save the fucking environment.
Paper. Yeah, like they could use the cheaper paper, and like that's why like the pages out of Shonen Jump is like really thin and like kind of cheap, because of that reason. You know, they're trying to not. You know how Japan is, like they're very, you know, they're good with that shit, of course, right? You know,
recycling.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, and that's a lot of paper that they go through. I mean, a Shonen Jump fucking magazine is like this thick, no exaggeration. Every time I've been over there, I've made sure I've collected whatever the weekly issue was. No exaggeration. It is this thick. Like, and it's just fucking manga from opening to close. It's crazy. Crazy. It shits on any of the weekly, the monthly ones that we used to get back in the day. Believe it or not, if there's anyone listening, yes, we used to get them physical too. But that was a while ago. Okay. Dating myself right now.
Okay.
Fucking early 2000s. Holy shit. I was like in
now here's school. The thing, yeah. Though if they're out here only printing colors for themselves. Right. So if they're back again, so wants to get on their bullshit.
Fuck what you said beforehand about saving the fucking environment, bitch. You guys printing all this goddamn paper and y'all coloring over there. Color over here, bitch.
Listen. Here's where it gets this much worse, right? Because a lot of us, especially when we read some of the newer shit, we're reading it online, right? Because that's how we access it,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
It's not even colored there? What?
Don't know.
Nah, you can't just pick and choose where the color is at, bro.
Oh, but they did.
Fuck.
Man. Dude, it was honestly, I'm not even kidding you. You guys know, we follow all this shit, like, on the regular. It was this year when I found out that Japan gets exclusive. They have to make sure they fucking really rub it in, right? Japan exclusive digital color editions of Dragon Ball Super. While we reading the shit in black and white, they get the color.
Nah, they low-key racist now.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't gonna say it, so I'm glad someone did.
Nah, bro.
Dude, I truly don't understand. Like, what the fuck gives? Like, why? Like,
they're on some other shit.
Terrible business decision.
Yo, and guess what? I bring that up too, right? Because guess what? I found somebody, a fan, right, took the color versions and said, okay, I'll take all of the Viz translations and stick them right on there in the panels. And it worked out. Now we can enjoy the color fucking versions off of this very generous of their time fan, because they're tired of their fucking shit too. Because, man, fuck this. That's crazy. Dude, tell me why, speaking of full color, why have they not finished releasing the full colors of what they started with Dragon Ball Z? They stopped at Frieza. We have not gotten Cell. Japan has all of Dragon Ball Z in color. All of it. Hardcover. You could go in right now. Japan, Amazon. Buy that shit. All in color. We don't have it. That's fucked. I'm tired of getting hoed. That's the whole point of this fucking this discussion right here. Okay? It's one thing they make the fucking
fans are tired of getting hoed, clearly.
Yeah,
they're stepping up.
Yeah, that's fucked, dude. Like, when it comes to the official shit, we got to do everything. When it comes to fan shit, clearly we're making shit that's eons better than anyone can imagine. Shout out to fucking Nasir. Okay? Oh, wrong button. Gotta give him the applause. All right? Gotta give him the applause. Okay? Can't believe this shit. Speaking of which, he actually, he posted on his Patreon. He did like a quick drawing of Vegeta. Looks fucking kingly. That's all.
A1.
Yes. So. But yeah, that's all the fan stuff that recently took place.
What's next?
We're talking, well, we got, let's see. Oh. Okay, I'm going to go over this one first before we get to comments. I wrote this down. This was actually a topic that I literally came up with off the fly before we hit record. I'm going to ask this question, and you don't have to answer it yes or no. You can give it as much as of an elaborate answer as you want. And I want you to go first, because I know what this motherfucker is going to say.
Bro, I can smell the bullshit from a mile away.
Yeah. Breathe that fucking malarkey in right now. Okay?
This nigga really did.
Is GT canon or not? Go ahead, answer the question.
That's a good answer right there.
He shut his camera.
Turn the light over.
That's me some dumb shit. What the fuck?
Is GT canon or not? Bro. This is not a trick question. This is
It's not canon, bro.
I want your honest answer.
No matter.
I don't care what you say.
Any information you straight up pulled out of GT is irrelevant.
That's not the point.
Irrelevant.
I want Kai to answer first.
You probably gonna say the same thing.
I want him to answer, damn it.
I'm not. My answer is, if you care, you have unresolved issues. Okay. That's my final answer.
Now, if you defend that as canon, you really gotta fucking get tested.
Oh, let's get tested then, because I got something to say. Oh, let's go.
He said, let's get tested, boys. All right,
let's get tested. Pop quiz, here we go. And I'm taking it back. Full Power Podcast is the GT edition, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm sorry. I had to get that out of there. Anyway, this is what I wanted to say about that, okay, because... You know, we bring GT up often enough. Maybe not as often, but often enough, right? We always talk about the good out of GT. And of course, we shit on the bad. Of course, why the fuck would we want to talk about all the bad stuff? GT is shunned on for many reasons. Many of those reasons are the bad ones, right? But then people love the obvious stuff. Gogeta, Super Saiyan 4, Mega Shenron. You know what I'm saying? The Black Star Dragon Balls, right? Just to name a few. Okay, that's probably all of the reasons, but, you know, whatever. And so then I thought to myself, okay, let me put on Toei's hat, okay? I'm going to think like a Toei employee or someone from Bird Studio, right? It kind of hurt when I thought this way because I was like, wow, this fucking hat sucks, number one, okay? I want to take it off. It's too tight. My head hurts. Okay. And I realized that GT is going to be canon until further notice. That is literally my conclusion to this whole discussion here, because we can't like, and I know that people are probably going to get riled up and just come at me hard for this right now. I don't care. I am immune to it at this rate. Like, you know, you guys know how to talk to whoever if you want to actually have a conversation about it. And I will acknowledge those people, right? All the head ass gets deleted. Well, it doesn't really get deleted, but, you know, I just don't acknowledge your shit. All right. But either way, y'all know how to have a convo with your boy, right? But honestly, when you really think about it, I mean, look at how they handle what's current right now. They give us vague shit after vague shit. They do things. They don't really say fully what the fuck's actually happening, what they mean, the intention behind it. So then it's just like, well, if they're pulling our chains, right? They're literally pulling our Dragon Balls, okay? They have us, okay? And we're just here for the ride. We're just waiting. We're just like, this is like a very toxic relationship between the fans and those that are making it, right? When it comes to GT, dude, until they do something where they come, or they, whether they come out and say it straight up, or if they write it in somehow, or they start like, yo, worst case scenario, they just straight up adapt what happens from GT. Like, I don't think anyone's ever even thought of that because no one wants that to happen. That's as clear as day. Sometimes the loudest reaction you can get is silence, right? Not a peep from the fandom. Not a single person has ever said, I guarantee you this, not a single person has ever said, I want them to adapt GT 100% the same. No one's going to say that because that's one of the few things that all of us could agree on, whether you think Gohan is the strongest or whether you think like Bulma's wishes was accurate, okay? It doesn't matter. But when it comes down to this right here, GT is as canon as whatever, as the next fucking thing that they recently come out with.
I can't agree.
But how?
I can't agree that it's canon just because it's out. That's just like saying some of the movies are canon.
But that's my point. I know.
So this is
not. And here's where I'm sitting at, right? I'm not even on the fence. I'm on the fucking bleachers up there. That's kind of you. I have view of both sides, and I'm just like, oh, you guys are fucking dumbasses. I'm trying to get over there because I know what's up. But it's just seeing how like we literally say what we say about Toriyama and them quite often, because of the what? The reasonings, the examples, and the shit, the impressions that they leave us with. So it's just like, okay, well, if we're supposed to just make reads off of how they are, just with things as it is, apply that shit now to GT. And think about it. The last thing that I remember them saying, remember that shit, a part of the Vague stuff, when they were talking about how, like, oh yeah, like they brought Broly out of, you know, out of the movies, and it's more fun this way when we kind of just leave it open. And like, it's almost like insinuating that it's like even the movies now could fit right in. Like, they don't want to say that they're not canon, but they also don't want to confirm that they are or not. So it's like, GT, I can't remember the last time they ever brought it up, for one. I can't remember the last time they ever said, like, straight up, oh yeah, the events out of GT don't matter anymore. Because on their standpoint, at a marketing standpoint, fucking, I put air quotes, right? Because, as like, think of it as from a business perspective. People are still buying into GT, whether they want to believe it or not. Everybody's a classic GT fan. Everybody. Everyone's still drawing these characters. Everyone's still buying those fucking figures. Everyone's still paying money towards these games that include said characters that are constantly used and constantly getting all these different versions. Like, why are there 10 versions of Super Saiyan 4, this, that, and the other? Why is there this many Super Babies? You know what I'm saying? Omega Shenron. Like, dude, it's a money game. Okay, if they was to say that, then people would be like, oh, well, I get GT's shit now, right? Whatever. Like, no, they're not going to say that because they still want people to just buy into everything.
Oh, they still can't just throw in these movies and say they're canon because it doesn't line up with what they're showing us in real time.
Listen. Like, it doesn't matter.
This is not rocket science.
Of course it's canon. You know why? Because they're just different continuities.
unless you're gonna tell me they're different fucking universes and shit like that, bro. Different timelines. I ain't buying it, bro.
So no. On some real shit, jokes aside, help me understand why you think it's canon though. Because like in the actual sense of the word, it's technically not. Like it's such a hard thing. It's a hard side for me to pick, which is why I said I don't give a fuck, and no one else should give a fuck either. You should just watch it. If you don't like it, great. If you like it, great. It don't matter. Right? Because in my eyes, it was canon as a kid because I didn't know the fucking difference. I saw it was on Toonami all the same, so it didn't matter. Yes, I understand that. As a kid, I get that. But what I'm saying is now, even as an adult, I find out that Toriyama still had his hands on that work. So it's not like it was done without his knowledge. It's not like it was done without his signature. He had his hands on it. He came up with shit for it. He still did something for it. So even if he wasn't there writing the story, or even if he wasn't there doing enough to make it qualify as canon, he was still a part of it. So it's not just out there. So that's why I feel like it's walking in this thin, like, gray area that it shouldn't be, but it is what it is. And we have all these movies too. So that's why I'm just kind of like, what was it that made you go to the side of being like, yeah, it's canon and it's such? Because the only thing I can think of is literally just that these guys, like Super Saiyan 4 and things like that, these characters are not going anywhere. Because it's like you said, they make money. And Broly himself opened the fucking door for all these other non-canon characters to just yeet their way into the story.
But GT as a whole was not making money. if we're gonna make this a money conversation, GT was not making money. So why put a whole series of a product into the story that's making you money? That shit's just gonna reverse itself.
I have the answers for both of you.
And nah, bro. Like, this would be the worst. This would be the worst said, fuck your direction answers. Of Dragon Ball as a whole. Like, if they like 7 years later, whatever. What, like, if they were to even get to that GT point, if they turn my nigga Goku small, first of all, there's gonna be some real problems. That's number one. So if they even decide to take anything out of GT, it better not be that. It better be Omega Shenron and Super Saiyan Forge, if anything.
Yes.
And like, arguably the golden nigga and the silver nigga.
Y'all didn't fuck a baby like that?
And baby a little bit.
No, I was fine with baby.
I fucked the baby.
Baby was fire.
Wait, are you talking about the
other Shenron? I fuck with Baby, Shenrons? I fuck with Super 17, yeah, and I fuck with the Shadow Dragons.
Yeah, I'm talking about the other Shenron. Yeah,
like,
Shenron.
Nova Shenron.
Oh, yeah. Bro, that Nova shit stay goated.
Yeah, no, like, those are acceptable people to put into the real story at some point. But at the same time, we're going to have to understand the power scale and the way they make these characters and implement them into the new story if they are going to be... They're gonna be scaled so high up. It's not gonna be GT like the way it was, because it wouldn't make sense, because Broly got a big power up, like a big power boost, no matter how we see it. He still got one.
First of all, hey, whoa. First of all, you're trying to make sense of something. Let me remind you, this is Dragon Ball.
Ha ha! Bring it back, Kai.
We're long past that point. It's game over for that shit. I quit, all right? Yeah. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Hit the reset button, son. Oh, yeah, switch the fucking cartridge.
I don't know what's going on, but here's my other problem is, like, niggas want to hate on GT literally for no reason, because, like, I get that there was a lot wrong with it, and that whole Goku shrinkage shit was definitely a problem, because at least it wasn't done right. It could have been done better. But here's the thing. Out of everything in GT, say you only like 25% of it, right? Say you only like 25%. All the rest is head ass to you? How much head ass do we have in Super right now?
Hey, I don't make the rules.
I'm not trying to watch more head ass.
That's my whole point. It's coming.
But who would even think in their right mind, like a 25 to the... Like,
hold on.
That ratio is crazy.
So let me bring it back now. Okay. So let me acknowledge a few things. So Toriyama, right? His involvement was so little that it barely counts. He gave, like, character designs. The rest was Toei. Right? Toei wanted to continue the story. Toriyama was like, nah, dude.
He's been over it.
Right. And you can tell. It shows.
It shows his super.
It shows, right? People don't want to acknowledge that, but that's episodes that we've already done, so go watch them, right? The other thing, it's not a question of why would they do that. Why? I'm not saying they are going to do that. What I am just bringing to y'all attention is just off of how they are. And when I say they, I mean the powers that be that make this shit, right? The way they are is not very safe, is the best way to put it. Like, they don't give us any kind of real indication that the direction that they are gonna go in, because we don't know.
I don't even want to say this shit, not gonna lie, but, like, when you really think about it, they could kind of steer into that direction, but do it a lot better. And I'm only saying this just because I'm thinking about it now. But as far as, like, the whatchamacallit, the blue Dragon Ball Johns, the NGT, like, what are they called?
You're talking about the Black Star Dragon
Balls? Yeah, the Black Star. They can kind of implement that in there because of, like, Bulma wishing on her bullshit.
We talked about this.
We kind of talked about this. So
Bulma's booty will get us Omega Shenron.
Like, I can kind of see it, but they have to take out and erase a lot of GT, like, for it to be enjoyable to watch. I don't know. I feel they would have to update that entirety of the situation, because, like, once Oob and once the Dragon Ball start getting fucked up because of all the wishes that are happening, like, they're reoccurring at a fast rate, then at that point we'll know at that point if like, what they're gonna take from GT.
Okay, so
if they're gonna use it at all.
So the way Brother Uch is talking about this right now, right, and he's talking about this as a very worried, damaged fan. Okay, and that makes perfect sense, because you're trying to make sense of it, right? And
from what we have, right? That is exactly. Canon. That is.
But again, right? They've never once gone out and said, "Listen, Geekdom can be on here," and he'll say the same thing. He'll be like, "No, it's not canon," right? And guess what? I agree. because common sense tells me otherwise.
Listen, if I was, I'm gonna put it like this, bro. If I was the creator of GT and I said it was canon at first, I would take my word back and say it was not canon.
Well, see, but that's the thing though.
That's how bad it was.
But that's irrelevant. How bad it was is irrelevant to them, because at the end of the day, let's say if
not, but like as a creator taking that back, that's disappointment.
Yeah, well, okay,
in your own shit.
But again, irrelevant, because what matters is, okay, well, yeah, people shit on it, and yeah, people meme on it, and yeah, people didn't like it, and it didn't live up to the standard and hype that Dragon Ball Z had, especially coming off of defeating fucking Majin Buu,
bro,
right?
But now
take all that into consideration, right? Even if it didn't live up to that, guess what? It did fine enough for where even in today's day and age, they can still make money off of it.
How many fucking boxes did GT have?
They had two.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, they didn't need more than that.
Because it was shit.
Yeah, but again, but see, the problem, but that's the thing, right? I'm trying to get you to remove your defenses. Okay, because I'm not even trying to argue.
Looking at the product,
I know I'm not trying to argue against none of y'all, because I am. All right, let me put this to rest. I'm on you guys' side.
They stopped GT because of money problems.
Because
they weren't producing.
Nobody was watching it. No one cared for
exactly.
it as much.
Exactly.
But my point is that when it comes down to in the conversation of if GT is canon or not by the standards of how Toei is treating current Dragon Ball right now, you can't say that it's fully not.
You can't listen to him.
Because it's been able to be monetized for decades at a time. It's never disappeared out of the video games. It's exactly as you said. It's always been a staple part of the Dragon Ball franchise,
exactly.
Even though it hasn't been canon. It's been canon in terms of money.
Well, yeah, so
that's like saying the Wrath of fucking Dragons is canon.
No. See, here, so the thing, so but again, you bring up the movies, and let me say this again. They Toei, they
Broly.
Toriyama, they said that it's more fun to leave things open, and the context in which they mention this is as if they are trying to say that the movies are their own thing too. This goes back to the whole separate continuities and all this shit, which is garbage. It's garbage.
Yeah,
you ain't gotta tell me, cause I know.
But it's just way too hard to even say some shit like that, because like with the way some of the movies are and like the stage they were at, like at this point saying that any of those movies were canon, like, it's just so ass. Unless they take the character, redo him up a little bit like they did Broly, and insert him into the fucking, like, the current anime real time.
Which we've talked about
like,
plenty of times.
After they get their movie.
Frieza's
like,
army.
Updated movie. Like,
well,
and implement him into the story like Broly was. That's all I'm saying. Because, like, taking someone like, fuck, what? Like, didn't Android, like...
13.
Yeah, the Android 13 movie. It was a cool movie. I ain't gonna knock on it, but it isn't canon. There's no Android 13.
None of those movies are canon.
Exactly.
By our standards, by the fan standards.
No.
No.
Not even the Broly movies.
None of the Broly's
None
ones either.
None of the
either.
Broly
no.
ones, but now he's canon because of
circumstances.
The movie update and circumstances.
They
but
wrote
that's
it
the thing. He's
for
canon
that.
Because of the popularity, and we all know Super Saiyan 4 is popularity.
Right.
Right.
But like, I would argue like Janemba's popular too. I fucked with him hard.
Yeah,
that movie was.
That's why
that
he's one of the next
heavy.
Ones.
He and Cooler are next in line.
Yeah, I forgot about Cooler.
They're basically
yeah.
guaranteed.
Cooler's guaranteed. I can tell you that right now.
They're
There's
Cooler
100%
guaranteed.
Cooler.
There's no way they're not going to get him.
But even his movie is not canon because of the time, like of where they were in that part of the story. Like if they said some shit about that movie in particular, him as a character. Way earlier, like by the Frieza saga type shit, then it would add up, line up, make sense.
Listen, you ain't got to tell us. We know. This whole conversation was not meant to like reestablish like what is and what isn't. We know. I'm sure some of our listeners fucking know, or that y'all should. right? Okay, I'll put it right there. Okay, but when it comes down to the what is to come potentially, that's what I'm just trying to get everybody, like, not worried for. I guess now I probably did by accident, sorry. But, like, these are the people that we're dealing with here, okay? Like, until something is officially done that says otherwise, you can't rule out GT. Because here's the other thing that I wanted to just bring up about this, and then we can, like, move on or keep talking about it or whatever, is that the one scumbag thing they could do is that whenever they decide to finally get out of this 10-year gap, which they have already fucked up, right? They retconned themselves, right? Is if they have another time skip. And the time skip specifically takes place when after they beat Omega Shenron. And we don't see anything. Because why? Because according to Toei, it already happened. AKA, GT is fair. And that would... Oh, my God. That would be so beyond fucked.
No, that would just be like embarrassing.
That's a huge smack to the face.
It's a huge L.
Huge.
It wouldn't be the first one.
Lost the money. Lost the money.
Dragon Ball L.
In the air.
Yeah, no. Like, it just occurred to me. I'm like, that would be the most scumbag thing they could ever do if they didn't want to... Like, because you know how companies can do that, right? They can literally just have things happen, make products. Sometimes some of those products don't really work that out that well. They just literally sweep it under the rug. No, they never acknowledge it. They never bring it up. They never talk about it. Even when they're asked, they give some bogus head-ass answer. And they keep it moving. And they keep trying to talk about and push whatever's current. And also, I don't want to bring this up and get people confused in saying like something like Super Dragon Ball Heroes is now also canon, because that was specifically made for the video game, which we already know video games are literally their own fucking thing as it is. They do not count. None of the fucking video games count. Not even Kakarot counts. Okay. It has been factually and historically shown time and time again. Video games will always more than likely, like 99% of the time, whenever there's a story mode involved or whatever, there's always things that are altered, always things that are changed. And that's just the nature of it. And that's what happens. And you're not supposed to look at these fucking video game storylines, whether it's Xenoverse, whether it's Super Dragon Ball Heroes, whether it's any of the Budokais, the Tenkaichi, the Sagas, the fucking raging fucking D's nuts. Okay.
But that Hatchiak movie kind of slapped, though.
Yeah, but see, Hatchiak, that was what that was a bonus that was included in the video game. But that was something that happened in Japan, like normally.
Yes,
you know. But again,
it wasn't ever even dubbed. Nope. I don't think it was, because I never found it.
I don't think it was, to be honest. I'm surprised that one never came over, but whatever. So, but yeah, that's the one thing that we just have to kind of like let simmer in the back of our minds and be like, oh man, this, let's hope that the best case scenario is they just have to retcon GT altogether. And then there it is.
That's the thing though. Like they've gone all over the place with their stories between the games. And I know we're not talking about the games here, but I'm talking about, you know, like Heroes and shit like that, now that it has its own fucking anime. But like they've gotten so out of control with the games and the story, and then like the non-canon story and the movies and shit. Like their last and final saving grace is just to MCU this bitch.
We've said, how many times have we fucking talked about that?
I know we have, and it's just like that's the only thing I could think of. Like, look, all they have to do is make one statement like that, and then it's a wrap. Everything can make sense in its own way, and they can just make it work. So I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. They've been making,
I mean, from a money standpoint, odd fucking moves. They know what they have to do. If they fuck up and they do this dumbass bullshit by skipping and then like trying to make up for it.
Oh,
imagine that's where the new super starts is after Omega Shenron.
Everybody in that office getting fired.
It's mine.
Go to the comments, bro.
All right. All right. It's time for the comments. All right. So we probably have like time for like one. So let me see. I pulled a few. Let's go with, I'll save the other one for next week. I'll just copy paste it because it, yeah, because I the reason why I'm picking the other one over the other, and I'm not saying which one, because if I mention one, this episode will go on for another hour. Right. So I'll just, I'm saving everyone's time here. Okay. So this person writes, and this is off of our Gotenks discussion. Okay. They write, it would be cool to have Gotenks make a phenomenal comeback, but I'd really rather them have both Trunks and Goten fight their own way. Like, have Fusion be a last-ditch effort, like with Vegito and Gogeta, essentially. And then they mention, like, I guess this is apparently how Dragon Ball Kakume is handling it, which is another fan-made work that people have mentioned, requested. They would like our opinions on that. So, but yeah, that's beside the point of the Kakume part. What do you guys think about that? Goten and Trunks on their own before, you know, they leave the fusion part to the last ditch effort.
I was going to say, yeah, he had me with that. I like the idea of keeping the characters as they are and giving them like their own means of fighting and things like that. That would be cool. That'd be a way to expand on them. Yeah. But leaving fusion as a last ditch effort, I feel like if there's any one duo that shouldn't do it, it's those two. They were meant to be fused, and it shows. I want them to get so strong that they break the fusion's time limit and can extend it or some shit. Like, they really deserve fucking fusion. Those two got it on lock.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
because like, nice. I mean, I've always personally wanted Goten and Trunks to have their own night. Like, yeah. And grow up and get stronger, and, you know, the fusion's attached with that automatically, so it's just a matter of them figuring out how to put some light on them. They, to be honest,
they could low key be the inspiration for Gogeta's, like, I don't know how to, like, teamwork, I guess, you know what I mean? Because they could be like, damn, like, look at what they're doing. Like, they're using the power, like, they're not gods, but they're using the power of the fusion. That's how good they are with it. And then we get into like that whole realm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, I would say yes, I would love to see, you know, characters get their kind of shine, you know, like, yeah. Goten and Trunks showed us early on in their careers in this, you know, franchise that together they mastered what Goku and Vegeta took arcs and years of butting heads to just finally start fucking figuring out and doing. And this is off of the manga that we're seeing this shit. Okay, this is not, we haven't visually seen this in anime yet. Okay, it took them an entire Dragon Ball Z, basically, after Vegeta made his debut and he started teaming up with them, right? It took them since then all the way through Super until this most recent arc in the manga for them to actually start fighting alongside each other. It took them training with higher beings, deities, gods, angels, to start fucking teaming up together. Goten and Trunks was doing that shit as children, which they currently still are, technically, right? Young teens, whatever, doesn't matter. Okay? But the whole point is that they were built for the teamwork play.
Yes,
so
sir.
So I think a better way to even sharpen that is if they both actually individually were OD. Because, you know, OD and OD fused together, well, that's just fucking OD.
Oh, I mean, we see that in Gogeta, though. So it's something we've seen before. That's why I would like them to, like, if they can find a way to, like, somehow, like, you know how this whole show is literally about surpassing your own limits. They got to find a way to surpass the limit of fusion.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, I would love to, because I brought this up to Geekdom, actually, on his stream when we were talking about, like, Super Saiyan 3 stuff. Because I had mentioned, I was like, dude, Gotenks mastered Super Saiyan 3 before Goku really could. And he
dude,
was
Goku
like,
lived two whole lives before he even got to hit that form. This man died twice.
That's true. And but see, and here's the unfortunate reality of this is that Gotenks obviously was the one that did Super Saiyan 3. We never saw Goten or Trunks do it individually. Mm-mm. Which was something I'm sure would be fucking hype to see. But until then, right now, it's just Gotenks, right? And as a fusion, it's like Okay, well, yeah, they can be OD as all they want, but that shit's only gonna last like
30 minutes,
and you know, and right. not even, because
or less.
We already know that once they start powering up, that time gets fucking depleted. So it's like a race to the finish, or you know, it's on a timer, and then it's just like, have they ever been able to actually, you know, like handle business within a set time? As far as we've seen, no, unfortunately, which sucks because we would like for that to happen. And that's why I kind of almost want them to have, listen, they write all this bullshit in as it is. Make another fucking item. Put a ring on. Put a fucking...
I was literally going to say, all they would have to do, like, that's the Metamorin dance. They have a name for it. They have a race for it. They have clothes for it. They could go to that fucking planet and learn some new shit.
Yeah, like, dude, like, that's the thing. Like, that's the beauty of the head ass known as Dragon Ball fucking Z, Super, whatever, right? Is that whenever they really want to do something, dude, they'll just fucking do it. I mean, listen, Toriyama, Toyotaro, they come out the movie theaters. What are they watching? Marvel? Guess what they're doing? They're putting Marvel shit in there in the fucking manga, okay?
Yeah.
Literally, they understand, like, oh yeah, like this is people like this type of shit. We're just gonna put it in here. Doesn't matter. Fucking, why is Goku going Susanoo? Why? Why is he doing that? Doesn't matter. We don't care. People are gonna fucking eat this shit up, and we do. Okay. When it comes down to newer things, dude, they changed the fusion rules on us. Like, how? Why do you think we have trust issues with the show? Like, we grew up thinking fusion was a certain way. The rules were established. There's no rules. There's no rules. Why? No, why? Because they change them whenever it's convenient. So why not? Why not?
Just, actually.
Yeah, they actually the fuck out of us. Dude, how simple is it? They make a fucking... They bring up some new item that's like, oh, yeah, fusion characters,
it's
make
a
sure
diffuser.
Make sure you wear this, you know, because we got the earrings, might as well just have like a more jewelry added to the shit, right, to the drip. But the fucking earrings with Patara, will have a fucking ring now,
bro. They'll probably, now that you mentioned the ring bullshit, they could probably just make up a fucking engagement.
I mean, they kind of already got a ring in
Listen,
place.
They could just put a ring on both of them and just say, this is either a time invulnerability or like a fucking time extension.
Yeah.
And y'all are straight.
Yep.
Dude, that's easy as that. It doesn't take a fucking, like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to fucking figure this shit out. It's as simple
as
that.
They could actually us and say that the time limit was based on, like, some other shit.
I would
they could literally
not,
say
please.
This like, oh yeah, the time limit, you know, like the time limit can be extended if both people are truly like one type shit, whatever.
That.
Because if you read the Goku Black arc, Trunks used his sword and split Zamasu and Black apart, and those two niggas tried to go back together. Their cells were reforming, and I know niggas gonna come at me and be like, oh, that's because they were the same person type shit, or they had the same mind, but you can't tell me that with a fusion dance where you need to be mind, body, and soul exactly the same for the dance, if they hold that, they should be able to have a longer time limit.
Yep.
It's just damn near impossible.
Yeah, like, that dance has to be perfect anyway. Like, you literally have to line up the fingers. If it's like this...
You have to line up your thoughts.
Full sync. And power level.
Yeah, so it's like they're already doing enough. Right? As is. And they can't get an extra, what, fucking 30 minutes? Fuck. It's like a struggle out here.
First, it was
characters.
An hour, too.
Well, yeah, it was like an
it
hour
five
for
minutes.
Patara, and then 30 minutes for Metamorin, and then the second you start powering up, that shit depletes.
But that's the thing, though. At one point, wasn't it even 5 minutes? Because I could be wrong, but I thought at first the dance was 5 minutes, and I was like, that's short as fuck, and they threw their asses in the time chamber and extended it.
Nah, no, it wasn't fucking 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That shit, that would have been ridiculous if they had to worry
ridiculous.
About 5 minutes. But hey, it's Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, yeah.
That's the worst.
That is literally the worst.
It is Dragon Ball.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. I would love to see this shit happen with Gotenks and just fusion in general, but...
I can't keep track of what fucking time fusion lasted. It's just, I'm tired of them changing all these different rules on us whenever they feel like it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. All right. Well, it is that time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Patreon shout out. Nah, it doesn't work. We're gonna need to find a jingle for the Patreon shoutouts. But anyways, let's get this going. So we got Jayante Sheridan. Shout out to Jerick Rivera.
Boom.
Shout out to Lewis Barnett.
Boom.
Shout outs to Mark Leslie. Shout outs to our boy Mr. Washed. Keep it clean. Got him. And then shout outs to Soul Awakens. shout outs. From the land of the rising sun. Hey, you cannot fuck with Juice's shout outs, okay? If you wanna fill it in, then fill it in. But I gotta do the whole thing.
Fucking sleep.
I gotta do the whole thing. All right. So let me backtrack a little bit, okay?
Oh my God.
From the land of the rising sun.
This nigga's a clown.
Juice! That's our fucking boy. All right, guys. Well, brothers, is there anything left you want to say for the people?
Stay fresh, stay clean. Fuck all them non-canon Jones. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
Kingdom.
All right. Kaisan, what you got for the people at home?
Good night.
I love how Kai got to really think about what he wants to say to the people. He'd be nodding his head. He'd be like, fuck this shit, man.
Fuck this shit, man.
All right, everybody. Well, if you want to hear your name shouted out at the end of these, definitely hit up our Patreon page. Check it out at Full Power Podcast, the Full Power Podcast. Link in the description below. And if you want your business inquiry, your fan art, or your comments, questions, or concerns shared with us, then definitely hit us up directly at the fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That is fullpowerpod@gmail.com. And as always, get your blue birds on with that. Follow us on Twitter. Okay. It's been your boy, Ooch, the lethal one, brother Ooch, and the homie of all the Kais, KaiCast-san. Like, share, subscribe, hit us up on Twitter. Like I said, all the support links will be in the description. As always, make sure you guys take care of yourselves. May the power protect, keep it locked loaded right here on this podcast. Stay safe, stay clean, and stay the hell inside. And we'll see y'all next time.